Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to the day, or that you're having a good evening. I don't know whereabouts you are in the world, but thank you for the reviews. I noticed that a number of you have gone in and written more. I appreciate it. It really does help. And it was really, 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 really good to see that. So thank you, guys. If you haven't written a review, and if you do like the show and you want to sort of share the word and share the love, then please do. That's all I ask. All I ask is that you write reviews and share it around your socials. You know, you're in LinkedIn. You're in Slack groups, you're in Telegram groups. If you like what I'm saying, it's chances are that a lot of the same people in those spaces are going to like it too. So the one thing you can do that doesn't cost you anything, but it does make me very, very happy, is to share the content. Let's keep growing the audience, let's keep growing this, and keep bringing you fantastic content. Got some pretty cool guests lined up for this week as well, so we'll keep on plugging on. Now, what on earth is going on with this market? Well, it's starting to play a little bit silly bugger games. And we're starting to see some wedges of selling come in. But here's the good news. The wedges of selling are met by very strong buying. Last night, in fact, we saw a sell-off from, where did we go? From about 8,200 to about 7,900. So a $300 sell-off over the space of a couple of hours, which was then, of course, met very, very quickly. As a matter of fact, it came up as fast, if not faster, then when it went down, which is good to see. So we're seeing selling met by buying in a big way, and it's looking, look, the chart, honestly, it's getting a bit messy now. It's all over the shop, but it's all over the shop holding up. One of the things that I look at in the market, you guys know I've got a lot of analogies by now. I tell a lot of stories and I have a lot of fun with it, but the way to describe this market, I mean, when we see a market that's holding up and holding and holding and holding and holding after it's had a very, very long run, I don't believe we've seen a very, very long run at all here on Bitcoin. The analogy that I give is, you know, if you hold your arms out to the side of your body like I am right now, you know, horizontal to your shoulders, you hold your arms out horizontal to your shoulders, you hold them out for long enough, they start to get heavy. Now, they don't get heavy immediately. It takes quite some time before the arms start to get heavy. But the longer you hold them out, the more they start to feel heavy, and they start to wobble and waver, and then you've got to drop them. Now, invariably, that's what the markets also do. The markets do hold their arms out until they can't hold them up any longer. Now, what we're seeing at the moment, I don't think I'm seeing that. I mean, if I look at the 4-hour time frame, we are very much holding out sideways. But if you look at the daily, We haven't had a massive move. We've moved a couple of thousand bucks from the low, or not even a couple of thousand from the very, very low that we saw around that 5,800. We haven't made a couple of thousand dollar move yet. And the last run from sort of 6,000, we're sitting at 8,100. That is a couple of thousand. My mistake. I can't do math. We've had a couple of thousand dollar move, but we've seen it not go too parabolic. You know, we saw the first move, we shot up over a couple of days, then we consolidated, then we had another couple of days where we shot up, and now we're going through a very similar pattern of consolidation, which is not a surprise at all. We see it time and time again. Is this cause for concern? Absolutely not. Am I alarmed? Absolutely not. Do I think we're going to be bearish? Absolutely not. Because don't forget this, guys. I just read the charts. I don't think, okay? When I think, I make mistakes. And that is my common mistake, is that I do think. So for me, I just read the charts. Trade what I see, not what I think, and I plan my trade and trade my plan. Now, this simplicity in my approach has helped me, and it has helped countless others out there as well, because I can see it in the reviews that you're giving on the podcast, on the Facebook groups, and in some very polite emails. Thank you for those of you that are sending it through. Don't ever think that you can't send an email to me or hit me up on Facebook saying thank you or wanting to share your experiences. I love that. It is brilliant. It is one of the reasons that I get up in the morning. The truth is, there's a lot of stuff that we go through here at TraderCobb.com. We are an internet business. We do get all sorts coming at us, all sorts of bits and pieces that are not negative, that are not positive, but we do it for you. We do it for our business as well. I'm not going to, you know, try and pull the wool over your eyes, but, you know, we are building a business here. I'm having a great time doing it, but as soon as anything happens, it's all about the content. You know, I want you guys to have what you've paid for. I want you to have the content, and I work tirelessly to make sure that you do get that, guys. So That's why when I say to you, you know, if you could just write me a review, or you could pop it up in your Facebook groups and share it, you know, there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes that you guys don't see. It's not just a matter of coming in, clicking the microphone, and away we go. So we really, really, I got on the truth is, I really do appreciate it when you do share and you do say, you know, share your voice to others to help us grow it. So looking into the week right now, we are down slightly on Bitcoin. And what the interesting thing is, once again, is we're only down 0.5% on Bitcoin. The rest of the top 10 were ranging from about, from down 2%, or sorry, 1.6% on Ripple, all the way up to, what's the biggest one, 6.64% on EOS. So we have got this market acting a little bit like it did last week, in fact. Remember how last week we saw that pullback on Bitcoin a little bit back into that 7,800, and the rest of the market had quite a significant pullback. We're not seeing that again on Bitcoin, yet the rest of the top 10 is having more of a fall. And to be honest with you, many within this top 10, I mean, EOS is now, you know, technically lower high, lower low, downtrend, very strong divergence, of course, not looking that bearish on that side of it, but as far as the chart goes, downtrending. Cardano's broken down through a level of support. Doesn't look great either. Lumen not looking so strong either. NEO's been pretty sideways for a long time. IOTA's grinding down towards that trading opportunity for a Bitcoin breakout. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Ripple also coming back down, getting close to testing that 42 cent mark. And Litecoin looking about as boring as watching paint dry for the time being, or, you know, chatting to Nan, but that's not a very nice thing to say, and I won't say it. I didn't say it, and you didn't hear anything from me. My Nan's wonderful. Actually, no, I can't say that. I don't have any left. Sorry, Nan. Up there. We're cool. We're cool. Good. All right. Guys, I'm going to leave it at that before I say something stupid. Have a great day. Share it across your socials. Please keep sharing the words. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing and the support that I get. And I'm going to keep bringing you great content. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com, because experience matters.